Introduction. Pulling back the sheet. You've been here before. Sure you have. Needful things. Greetings and happy horrors. I've been writing about Stephen King's work for quite some time now. In fact, I remember the day I officially began researching and writing about King. It was Tuesday, March 13th, 1984. This was the day my first book, Mayberry, My Hometown, was published, and it was also the day my niece Jennifer was born. It was on that day that I decided what my next book would be. The Complete Stephen King Encyclopedia. It would take me 5 years to complete it, while publishing 2 volumes of the Stephen King quiz book in the interim, based on the research I was doing for the encyclopedia. The limited edition title of the encyclopedia was The Shape Under the Sheet, The Complete Stephen King Encyclopedia. That title came from a metaphor King used in his introduction to Night Shift, in which he explained that the horror writer takes you in a room and shows you the shape under the sheet, and that that shape is your own dead body. Bingo, I thought, and commandeered it for my own book, since what I was doing was metaphorically showing King readers all the shapes under all the sheets in all of King's work. I've been a Stephen King fan since spring 1977. That was when I came across a yellow paperback called The Shining. I consumed it in one large gulp. That was the beginning. This book is a continuance of my interest in, reading of, and study of the work of Stephen King. Unlike my other books about King, The Lost Work of Stephen King, and The Essential Stephen King, this book is more of a browsing book in that it can be flipped through, read cover to cover, or used to look up something specific. I guess you could say that this book is a good-humored acknowledgement of the influence of that insane asylum called the Internet. This is not a list book, but its use of bullet points of fact does nod to similarly designed features on too many to count websites. There are in-depth entries when warranted, but mostly this is King info in an easily digestible form, which I hope will ensorcel you. It makes an enchanting companion to my own denser works, as well as the works of many other King scholars, including the late great Rocky Wood, Tony Magistral, Ben Vincent, George Beam, Robin Firth, Tyson Blue, Kevin Quigley, Andrew Rausch, Justin Brooks, Michael Collings, and many others. Long days and pleasant nights to them all. A note about spoilers. You won't find any here, if I could avoid them in any way at all. And if I do reveal a conclusion or a plot twist, it will be prefaced by spoiler alert in bold. I add details as needed without intentionally giving away endings or key plot points. Also, some of the material in Stephen King, American Master, appeared in different forms in my 1990 book, The Complete Stephen King Encyclopedia, my 1998 book, The Lost Work of Stephen King, and my 2001 book, The Essential Stephen King, all of which are now long out of print. I did a great deal of in-depth Stephen King research for those books and wanted to share some of it with Stephen King, American Master readers, who may have never seen or even heard of my previous King books. Stephen Spignesi, New Haven, Connecticut.